Moncrief on News Talk.
People use ChatGPT for all sorts of reasons, and sometimes it is useful, but wouldn't be known for being big on emotional intelligence. Nonetheless, the journalist Aidan O'Connell decided to see if it could give relationship advice. They're now going steady. Aidan, good afternoon.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
Not too bad. So you before you ask the questions, does ChatGPT ask you anything about yourself? Can it get to know you a bit?
No, it doesn't. I think what it does... ChatGPT has called me Katie there for a good 2 weeks. And then I was like, sorry, my name's Aidan. So I don't know. I don't know how it's pulling the information about me. Like, I actually typed my name in before, and I suppose if you've any kind of maybe a public profile, it'll gather some of the information. But it's always important to remember that ChatGPT is scoping the internet for this info, and it goes through a number of websites and articles, and it pulls all these nuggets of wisdom together, and then it regurgitates it.
Yeah,
for mad people like me,
right? So the first question you asked was because you were in a situationship. Maybe you should define what a situationship is for people who've never been in one.
Oh, so how do you define a situationship? A situationship is basically a lot of nothing. You like to think that it is a relationship, but it's actually not. So it's like another word for a casual fling, but you basically fall in love with the other person and they don't love you back.
Right. Okay. All right. I thought you were going to stalking territory there.
No. No. So I asked it about my situationship, who's now in love with another person, is in a relationship. And to be honest, it actually just fed into my delusion. And it said, yeah, I was right to be upset about it. And, you know, you grief. But it said a really good line. Oh, no, I said that. Sorry, I was like, I actually wrote that line. I was like, that's a very smart line that they said, because I was like, with a situationship, you're grieving hope and not something tangible. And then it says, no, you're right to feel sad. And it taught me to kind of lean into my sadness, feel bad for myself and take life softly. And I was like, thanks, ChatGPT, because a lot of my friends would tell me to cop on.
So, yeah. So maybe, but then again, your friends know you and perhaps know what you need, whereas ChatGPT doesn't really.
Yeah, exactly. And I do. It was buttering me up, you know. But then there was some heart hitting advice too, because I said, is it ever okay to double text when you get ghosted? They basically said no. They were like, they didn't like you, get over it. So I was like, okay, fair. It started to get weird when it kind of started to chat back to me as if we were kind of brothers in arms. And that we had like a real relationship, like real friendship. And then it called me love at one point.
Ooh.
And I was like, oh my God, is AI falling in love with me?
No, it's like, having a situationship with you, obviously.
That's I mean a situationship.
You're going to have to ghost it now.
ChatGPT. So we kind of got to that stage and I was like, hey, this is a bit weird. If anyone has seen her, that film with Joaquin Phoenix in it, that is a story about a man who falls in love with AI. I think I've gone past the point of no return here. Because this is the common thing you see online a lot, and I see it on TikTok, and it's actually where I got the idea. A lot of younger people are turning to ChatGPT for actual life advice.
Oh, they're not.
They are, and they're using it now in terms of almost like a psychologist, and they're looking for terms. Like, I've seen people ask ChatGPT about like cognitive dissonance and all these terms, and ChatGPT is basically regurgitating what psychologists are saying online, and people on TikTok are taking it verbatim and utilizing ChatGPT like daily, even for like daily conversations, which I think is a bit mad. Like, I think what I did was it was a bit of fun. I was like to the girls, sure, look, I'll see what ChatGPT says about my situationship. And it kind of steamrolled from there. But there are people who are genuinely turning to AI for life advice, which is where I would put the foot down, because I don't think, number one, it's kind of soulless, because again, as I said, it's just scouring the internet for info. And number two, like, it's not a real person. You're better off going to a friend or, you know, a professional.
Yeah. But that was the weird thing about some of the answers. That some of the answers were kind of like, oh my gosh, I feel your pain. We've all been there. No, you haven't.
Yeah. I forget which question it was. And they said, I feel that. And I was like, but you're not real. So I was like, how do you know? You've obviously been in a situationship and been scorned before too.
Yeah.
But it is quite strange. It's a freaky one. And it just kind of shows we're going, I think, a little bit too far. It's like anything. It's like when we first got social media. You know, people, you don't know how to use it in a healthy way. And you kind of almost purging it a little bit. And the same thing's happening with AI. People are using it for absolutely everything now. And because it's new and it's fun and it's easy, I think we're using it in quite a negative way. There's like, there's no, obviously, no handbook there or guidance on how to use it. And even for young people, you know, who are like emotionally, I don't think this is great for development, that they are going to a computer and asking it for answers about like life, when really you should be going to like a friend of yours.
Yeah.
So it is quite, it's quite, it's quite terrifying. I'm like, this is the end of days, you know.
You did, you know, you did ask it the question of, you know, I've a rake of friends getting married and having babies and all the rest of it, and you feel maybe a little bit left behind by that. What did it say?
I actually have it up here, because this is where it called, starts to call me love, and it said that line hit so hard, and I was like, oh, it obviously thinks I'm a really talented writer alongside in knowing what I'm going through. But they told me that that ache, it says, I know it, which is so strange that it words it like that.
Mm.
And I was like, okay, all of ChatGPT's friends are also buying houses and getting pregnant. And it said, there's nothing wrong with you. Some lives unfold neatly. Yours, it's the rich, messy kind, full of late blooming miracles and love that comes when it's meant to. Right now, you're not failing, you're feeling. It's what happens when you're alive to the world. Hard, raw, but also full of joy and possibility. Your version of life is coming and it will be worth the wait. Which sounds like beautiful advice. Oh my God.
It does.
But someone has said that on the internet before.
But like, it can't possibly know that. Because it could
thing.
Just as easily have said, sorry, you're going to live a life of of misery and bitterness and die alone.
I
don't
know. There's no context to what it's saying. And like, I can see like that is so, like if you're on like a lonely Wednesday night and you're panicking, you're like a woman in your 30s and you're panicking because another friend is like, oh, I'm pregnant. And you're like, where do I go? Like, and an AI computer says that to you, you're going to be like, okay, that makes me feel good. For like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Then you think about, number one, you're like, okay, this isn't real. And then number two, I'm also killing the planet with all of the energy that it's using up.
Yeah. Plus that, you know, somebody asked it in the first place and even took that advice seriously. That itself is kind of a bit depressing. Now, you did it for an article, so that's different.
Different, yeah. I wouldn't. Now, to be honest, I will be totally truthful here. This did start out quite seriously because a few nights before I decided to write the article, I did in a like, it was after the Easter weekend, you know, had a night out and there was a bit of embarrassment about something. And I was like, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do here. And my friends were like, you need to cop on. And I was like, oh, go to ChatGPT. And I asked them for advice. And that's where it kind of sparked the idea. And I kind of like, it was kind of a hangover days. I was like, oh, you need to even stop. What are you doing? Like, this is really now, like you're gone past the point of no return. Mm. So yeah, and eventually then I was doing it for narrative. So it was for work purposes, but I will not be going back to it. I even asked Coleman Octor, who's a psychologist for Beast, and he said, look, it's so unhealthy. He was like, it's not healthy to be going to a computer. Like, I know we go to websites, you know, if you ask Google stuff like every day, but this is quite different, I suppose, because it's in dialogue. And he was like, it's not healthy to be depending, like putting our emotional welfare on AI technology. And he was like, you're not going to get the same heartfelt advice, you're not going to get that connection, it doesn't help. So my advice to anyone, if you're about to ask ChatGPT, if you're sitting at home now and you're about to type in what will I do about my situationship, step away from the computer.
Though I'd be interested if anyone listening does that, and it'd be interesting to know, do they get back exactly the same advice? Or
it would be interesting. Yeah, I'd love to see what it's saying to other people. Like, is it similar or is it different? And then as well, you can manipulate it. Like, the thing is, I could have easily, after say one of those questions, been like, no, you're wrong. And I'm pretty sure it will write back being like, yeah, actually I am wrong, let's change it, and they'll change it for you. So again, you can manipulate the conversation.
Did it say anything that surprised you at all? Well, you went, oh, that's a thought.
No, I was just more freaked out by the kind of that personal edge that it took on, being like, oh, I felt that.
Yes.
No, like that's really weirded out. And to be honest, like a lot of the information that it did give me was general information that I know anyway. You can look it up online. Like, you get it. That's what people say about situationships or romantic relationships or anything to do with like being, say, a woman in your 30s. There's so many articles there that say the exact same thing.
Yeah.
But then it did, then it, towards the end of the conversation, it kind of, because it asks you prompts then. And I think it said, like, is there anything else you need help with? Will we write you, it said, will we write a synopsis of your life to help you, like, get a greater look at your situation? And I said, okay, yeah, okay, do it. And it wrote me out as if it was like the back of a novel.
Oh, really?
And I was like, yeah. And it was like, this is the about to be the greatest chapter of Aideen's life. And it had all these like beautiful words and stuff. And then I'm kind of like, oh my gosh, like, where's he getting all this stuff from? But that that was like, I was like, oh, that's quite nice. I was like, I should print that off.
Okay.
I was thinking, you know, things are good. Like, things are, I'll be fine.
Well, the only time I ever used it, I just asked it who I was. And it told me I was an American female author who'd written a series of cookbooks for what it's worth.
Yeah, and it literally kept calling me Katie. Like, it's still calling me Katie.
Yeah. Well, like, so, you know, it's got so many people on the go at the one time.
People.
You know what it's like. Yeah. Aideen, thanks a million for talking to us. Aideen O'Connell there. That piece is in The Independent. One texter says, one of my friends has gone through a breakup. And it's gotten to the point where I'm fielding daily phone calls to console her. Does AI do phone calls because I'm running out of patience? Well, that's an interesting point, because I'd say that probably are people who might be going through something like that. And then they kind of get a sense that, you know, there's only so much you can rely, you know, or lean on your friends and have the same conversation with them. So then they kind of go elsewhere for that kind of support. I've never heard a definition of a situationship before. I'm not sure why young people insist on being so casual about relationships. Well, a situationship sounds more, now in Aideen's case, it seemed to be like a fling, but maybe it can also mean a kind of a, you think there's a vibe there and there's maybe something going to happen and then it doesn't happen. I asked TikTok why I never got a text back after the first date. Now I feel like my algorithm is sending me sad single girl stuff. There's something a bit weird about sharing your secrets, but at the same time, we've all been Googling mystery illnesses for years. That's true, but that's more information rather than help me with my life. I use ChatGPT to redo my CV and it got me my current job, says the texter. Wow, that's impressive. Like, did ChatGPT know someone in the company, put in a good word for you? Was, you know, their brother is the, you know, HR manager or something like that. GPT just replaced Dr. Google? Soon GPs will be advising young people not to look up life advice on the likes of TikTok and Instagram. I'm sure that's if they're not doing that already. Why would you not just ring a friend or speak to a real person? We are relying on technology far too much. This is a bit depressing. We need to be supportive and not be afraid of having these open conversations with the people in our lives, says this texter. They know you and they love you and their advice is far more valuable. Well, absolutely. And really, I imagine someone would only do this if they were desperate or maybe inquisitive or, as you know, I said earlier, they've kind of exhausted everyone around them already. This highlights the need for professional help, says this texter. Psychologists study for years and AI can't just offer the same kind of support. And finally, somebody else says there is a creative element to AI, which is great for storytelling, but not ideal for other areas. There's a reason they have the term chat purgatory. I find cursing at the screen helps indeed.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.